Bow Valley. Checking in a carry-on bag at the airport full of essentials is something U.S. curler Corey Dropkin won't ever be doing again. On his way to compete at the Rocky Mountain Mixed Doubles Classic at Banff and Canmore Curling Clubs between January 4-7, the Mixed Doubles World Champion had a cold. Although being congested and sickly wouldn't stop Dropkin and teammate Corey Thies from winning the 2024 edition of the local event, it certainly tested him out on the sheets. A foggy-headed Dropkin wanted his trip from Seattle to Calgary to be as comfortable as possible, so he checked his duffel bag, which had his contacts, glasses, and curling shoes in it. The duffel bag didn't arrive in Calgary when Dropkin did. "I haven't checked my curling shoes in a long time and I did it that one time on Wednesday, January 3, and I paid for it," said Dropkin. "Never again," Thies added. When Team Corey and Corey arrived in the Bow Valley to play Thursday, Dropkin borrowed shoes that had a gripper foot that didn't quite grip and his eyes ached from wearing daily contacts for 2 days. He wasn't quite himself. When asked if being without his curling shoes threw him off his game, Thies quickly answered for Dropkin. "It threw him off," she said, with a laugh. Dropkin added, "I almost absolutely ate crap in the first end of that, first, game." Early Friday morning, Dropkin's duffel bag arrived in Calgary. Finally able to focus on the task at hand, despite still being under the weather, Dropkin and Thies would go undefeated at the 30-team Classic and $8,000 grand prize. Team Corey and Corey, Corey Dropkin, Corey Thies, won the 5th annual Rocky Mountain Mixed Doubles Classic in hashtag Banff hashtag Canmore. The world champs won 6-1 in 6 ends over Edmonton's Evan Van Amsterdam, Paige Papley on January 7. It's Dropkin's second time winning the event. Hashtag curlingpick.twitter.com/thefitoop0d2k. Jordan Small. At Jordy Small, January 8, 2024. In the finals, the duo from Duluth, Minnesota, defeated Edmonton's Evan Van Amsterdam and Paige Papley, 6-1, after 6 ends at the Fenlands Banff Recreation Center. The runners-up team won $6,000. Corey and Corey, the 2023 Mixed Doubles World Champs, chipped away on the scoreboard and held off the Albertans after going up 3-0 in the first end. "We were really driving with the ice," said Thies. "We just felt like we knew the ice so well, it was just a little straighter than when we played on the sheet earlier today, so it took a little bit of adjusting and I think overall we were really patient. We had a couple ends we were in a little bit of trouble but we made some big shots and just eked away at it." Dropkin is a regular at the 5th annual event and has won twice, once with Sarah Anderson, and he has been to the finals 3 times. The secret to getting to the finals is pretty straightforward. "Have a good partner, enjoy yourself and just have your draw weight," said Dropkin. Thies, who started playing doubles last year with Dropkin, said the annual trip to Banff is on the schedule every year. "It is big to win a tournament, but especially in Canada with such a great field up here, so we were really happy with the week that we had," she said. Stephen Young, president of the Rocky Mountain Curling Association, said if anyone is going to learn the sport, watch how Corey and Corey play. "They don't need to score the big ends, they just continually stay ahead and they play such a confident game, they throw it so well and they know the game well and are coached extremely well," said Young. The Rocky Mountain Mixed Doubles Classic, formerly the Qualico Mixed Doubles Classic, sees a strong mix of local, Albertan, Canadian and international curlers. Some notable duos at this year's event were John Morris and Shannon Burkard, Brent Lawing and Jennifer Jones, Dean Hewitt and Tolly Gill, Rachel Germain, Homan, and Tyler Tardy, and Brett Gallant and Jocelyn Peterman, among others. Local teams playing included Karen Drever and Roger Dougal, Christy Langs and Brock Virtue, Dennis Graham and Adele Sanford, Scott Monker and Becky Monker, Desmond Young and Catherine Clifford, Richard Krell and Kirsten Krell, and Jennifer Sachkew and Ryan Jacques. Young said the classic was designed to help develop the game from a grassroots level, with a big part of it being the local aspect. When we built this event, we wanted that local contingent. We wanted players from Alberta as well as top teams, we wanted top Canadians and we wanted top internationals, so we really wanted to layer each pool, said Young. This year, Team SACHQ and Jacques marked the first time a local had advanced to the played rounds, except for Morris. The pair lost to the runners-up Papley and Van Amsterdam. Two-time winner Morris and his partner Burkard were knocked out in the first round, too, as was Morris's former partner Germain and her teammate Tardy by the Australian national team duo of Gill and Hewitt. The team of Gallant and Peterman, who have been to the Classics finals three times, lost in the semi-finals to Van Amsterdam, Papley. Jim Cotter and Jalen Cotter, the other semi-final team, lost 9-1 to the champions. For more information and results, visit www.mountaincurling.ca.